Praise his name. You love him this morning? Hallelujah. Love burning in your heart? Hallelujah. Let's stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads and open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly, truly thankful. Lord, the blessings is just that you bestow on our lives. There's not words to express it, not time to tell it. But Lord, we do want to be appreciative and thank you for it. Always mindful. For Lord, there's many paths that we could be walking on now, Lord, if it wasn't for your grace. Lord Jesus, but you've seen us before a moon or a star and placed that desire in our hearts, Lord, and we're so thankful. For truly it's not something we can earn it or, Lord, just want it and get it, Lord, but it's your grace that you've imparted it to us. So, Lord, we just thank you. And Lord, as we gathered here this morning, Father, may our hearts be open and attentive. Lord, pulling and ready to receive whatever you have for us. You know our hearts, you know our lives, you know the future, and you know what we need to be prepared for. So, Lord, may we just be open. Grant to us revelation, each and every one, of our portion that you have for us. We thank you, Lord. Just have your way, even in the songs and hymns preparing our spirits, Lord, to be open for you. Just have your way. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I want to start in our little pamphlets there. Page 10. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Just sing about his love this morning. Think about it. Amen. There will never be a sweeter story. Story of the Savior's love divine. Oh, love that brought him down the realms of glory. Just to save a sinful soul like mine. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful? It is to me. Oh, boundless as the reaching to the farthest soul away, saving, keeping love, it was that found me. That is why my heart can truly say, oh, isn't the love of Jesus, oh Lord, hallelujah, wonderful. Do you ever stop and just think how the love of God has affected your life? Amen. As you walk through life and circumstances come up and trials and tests. Amen. And how he just cares for you and guides you. Amen. I like to think of the many times that maybe we don't even know what he's done. Amen. It just, you see so many things happen and it just, there's no explanation. But his love and his grace guiding you. Keeping you. Amen. Just sing the chorus one more time and think about it. Isn't his love something wonderful? Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is to me. Amen. Many times things may happen in our lives, we can't even explain it. Maybe sometimes we look at it as something bad. But it's His love, and He knows the future and knows all that's going on. Think about His love. A little course on six. We all know it. Think about His love. Think about His goodness this morning. Amen. Think about His love. Oh, think about His goodness. Think about His grace that has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so think about His love. Maybe the past week, think about it. Has He done something special for you? Oh, hallelujah. Thank Him for it. Precious Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I love You. Hallelujah. Think about His love. Oh, think about His goodness. Think about His grace that has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. be seated. Praise his holy name. Amen. In our big books, if you want to turn, page 93. Amen. Just some poet tried to tell about the love of God. It's not impossible. Amen. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the Bestowed on me, oh God. Praise his name. Amen. You may be seated. Brother Luke, you want to come up for the offering? Hallelujah. And that's the blessing, if you will. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Amen. May his love shine through me. Amen. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Let the beauty, oh hallelujah,
be seen in me.
All his wonderful passion and purity. Till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Amen. Homework, play, no matter where we're at. May they all see the beauty of Jesus shining in our lives. Amen. How many have a request on your heart or something? Amen. We got a special request for brother and sister Samba. They're sick. So we keep them in your prayers. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request this morning? Amen. Brother Philip, if you'd take the request.
Gracious Lord, we're just so glad to be here this morning, Lord. We do thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy and grace unto us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I know, where would we be, Lord, if you had not extended your great love to us, Lord? And by God, you picked us up.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
We just appreciate it, Lord. And we appreciate, Lord God, that you're leading us and guiding us in this hour that we're living in, Lord, and just drawing us closer and closer unto you, Lord. And my God, may your precious love keep us, Lord, safe unto the end, Lord. And my God, we not fail you in any way. And we ask you today, this morning, Lord, to remember those, Lord, that are absent this morning, Lord, that you just meet their need, Lord. And my God, minister unto them, Lord, not that they have need of us. Pray that you remember the special request this morning, Lord, that you meet the need there, Lord. We ask you to bless your word this morning, Lord. Bless the speaker. Thy God is brings forth your word, Lord, and pray that it feed our soul and nourish us and strengthen us in this hour that we're living in, oh God. Thy God, when Satan is trying everything that he can, Lord, to separate us from you, Lord. Thy God, the cares of life and sickness, Lord, and thy troubles, thy God, and test, Lord God, but Lord, through your grace and your love and your mercy, Lord, that you promise to keep us, Lord.
Yes.
God, we stand on that promise, dear God, and we just pray, Father, that as your word comes forth, you'd open our understanding to it, Lord, and thy God, help us to, thy God, be able to fulfill your word, Lord, not only understand it, Lord, but help us to live it, dear God, and thy God, that Christ might live in us and through us. We ask his name now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Praise his name. Did you have a song this morning, Karen? Does anyone else have a song? Grace, you got one? Ask if you'd come.
Consider
sing a little chorus together. Only believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, how great thou art. Lord, we appreciate you and are so thankful for all that you do for us. And Father, even to that which you will do for us yet, we're so thankful for it. And we just wait on you today now to again, once more, speak to our hearts through the Word of God. We've realized, Lord, it isn't a man whatsoever that can help people. But Lord, it's you, your word. Your word is inspired. And Lord, it's inspired to the real believer. To those, Lord, that truly have been sent and called, oh God, from that great holy calling. Lord Jesus, may we each one yield to your word today. And may it continue to encourage us and strengthen us, Lord, to see the position that you've required in this hour and, Lord, the faith of people would have, the revelation that would be abounding in their hearts, that they would not be caught up in the things of the world, but, Lord, be truly a people live by faith and not by sight. We ask now, Lord, that you do that for us. Continue to reveal your word in our hearts now. We ask it in your precious, glorious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles, if you'd like to turn with me, to Romans 8 chapter, and we'll read just a few verses of this scripture reading, and then we'll have you sit down so you don't have to stand up so long. Amen. Romans 8 chapter. And let's begin here at the first verse. I may appreciate the opportunity God give you today to be here. Amen. I do very much. Romans 8, and begin the first verse. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they They that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now may the Lord bless during His word. You may be seated. Amen. We're going to speak this morning, as I said Thursday evening, the Lord laid this on my heart for today. And I'm going to speak on this carnal mind. And you know, it seems that it's come to the point that some don't quite understand this about the carnal mind. It appears from the way things are approached in life, and sometimes some of the decisions we make, and the way we respond to different circumstances in life, it seems to appear that it's okay to think that we will continue to be a carnal-minded people and make it into heaven. That we'd be a carnal-minded people and go in a rapture. I think after we get done with this little message here, maybe this evening we'll have to take to go through it, the rest of it, we'll find out maybe we're thinking a little bit wrong about that. And really, if you stop and think about what I just read already in the book of Romans, what Paul was saying, you can see right there, you'd never be in a rapture with a carnal mind. And you say, well, I'll be plagued with a carnal mind as long as I'm on this earth. Well, let's see what the Word says. You know, because that's what we're concerned about, what the Word says. And when we realize that the Word and the Holy Spirit seems to be really removing anything that's contrary to what God wants in our life. And I believe if we'll follow it and be as a people that just are able to, because only it's by the grace of God to do it, but be the people that if God says it, that's good enough for me. Instead of sitting there questioning it and wondering about it and trying to figure it out in our minds. As I spoke on Thursday night, it's going on so much in this day and age. I'm telling you, if people can't figure it out with their minds, they just aren't satisfied. But you'll never find where anything in God's Word is figured out with your mind. It's by faith. And faith is something that God reveals to you. So it's a work that you can't do in yourself. And you can't figure it out. And actually we'll find out those that's trying to figure things out and continues to try to figure things out is not even the seed of God. Wow. So we find these things are very serious. And again, it's oftentimes things overlooked in God's Word. And it's things that only the Holy Ghost can bring to your attention. And again, it's only by the Holy Ghost you'll receive what I'm talking about today. So we find here Romans 8, we read this. And as I said, I want you to keep in mind there's a carnal-minded people and there is a spiritual-minded people. Now, even the Scripture speaks of having, as Paul did, the mind of Christ. Is that right? The Apostle Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. Yeah. And then, as I said, there's a carnal-minded. And we'll read a little more about these things and kind of exhort upon them as we go through them. But before we go too far, I'd like to just go back over the third verse and down a little bit further. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. I realize that without God putting the desire in man and woman, there's a time that the law of God, God's law would come forth and tell people, do this, do this. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery. All those things came forth. And it was God's word to speak to them and tell them what his requirement was and how the people must live by. But the law was not much good to the people because they had nothing inside to drive them. Not the desire, the right kind of desire to obey it. So they just tried their best to do it. And in reality, that's what a lot of people in this age try to do. Just try to live it. Instead of it being a drive and a desire on the inside pushing them and driving them to do what the will of God is trying to do what God wants them to do. But he says here, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh. All right? Because as long as it's just flesh doing it, the carnal mind doing it, it just can't seem to get it done. It just keeps trying and just keeps trying. But it never gets accomplished. So the law wasn't much good to them. You see? God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. That the righteousness, now notice what he says, that the righteousness of the law, okay, so it'll happen, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, Apostle Paul continues to go on to tell us how we end up walking after the Spirit and not after the flesh. He says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Watch what he's going to get to in a moment. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Without the new birth, we just automatically mind the things of the flesh. Okay. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So they that are born again, you say, Brother Steve, now it doesn't say that. Well, let's go on. For to be carnally minded is death. Notice what he says. To be carnally minded is death. There's no rapture for one like that. Now, just so far am I seeing where it's okay just to be satisfied and thinking I'm always going to be carnal minded. If you think it, I believe you've misunderstood something. Because I'm telling you, if you think that you can be satisfied, you're always going to be carnal-minded as long as you're in this flesh, you're in death. I ain't saying it. He is. Which is the Word, which is God. Okay? For to be carnally-minded is death, but to be spiritually-minded is life and peace. Okay? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Now, you really believe that it's possible to go in a rapture and the way we walk would be against God? And God would hate, which is enmity, God would hate our very way of thinking through a carnal mind? And you really think he's going to take us in a rapture? Just always remember what the prophet said, that the Holy Ghost led him to say, what you are now is what you'd be then. Okay? So don't forget that. If you're a liar here, you'd be a liar there. And through the carnal mind, we're liars. See? Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God. So get that straight. As long as you're living in a carnal mind, with a carnal mind, you'll never keep the Word of God. Never. Now again, am I going into rapture? With the satisfaction of thinking that I'll live through this carnal mind as long as I'm on this earth. Well, we'll see. As I said, I think something's been misunderstood. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It ain't going to happen. Not through a carnal mind. Now let me read what carnal is. I got wrote out here. The carnal in the original Greek is, it's fleshly and having the nature of flesh and under the control of the animal appetites. Wow. And when you really look at it, when you're really filled with the Spirit of God, I mean, you really are born again. I'm talking about somebody who genuinely really is. And you see how these worldly people are acting. They are worse than animals. Worse than animals. Animals can't act as bad as they do. You see? I would rather deal with an animal species, a cow, horse, chicken, whatever, than with a human being. Because they're far beyond in worse shape. Because they're an open channel for Satan to use. You see? All right? And as long as that carnal mind is operating, it's an open womb for Satan to use. Amen. As I said, that's why you see so many worldly people. It's just, how can it be? I mean, look at the, as I said, look at the people on drugs now. I mean, harsh drugs. And people you wouldn't even think they are. And one day talking to them, and they seem to be a nice person. And the next day they're in jail. Yeah. Because of peddling it, partaking of it, using it. Yeah. Destroying other people's lives with it. And you think, how can it be? My cow wouldn't do that. I don't have a horse down there that would do it. I don't have any chickens down there that would be so low to do that. There's no birds that come to the bird feeder that would even come close to doing that. No. No. There's not a snake in the field crawling that wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. But look at the human race. Oh my. And you know God once destroyed it. And He'll destroy it again. But you better make sure you're on the ark, friend. And in the ark. Amen. Of safety. Amen. Having the nature of flesh under the control of animal appetites, governed by mere human nature. Or in other words, controlled. A mere human nature and not by the Spirit of God. So being carnal, the Spirit of God is not involved. It is not in control. No, it's just this human nature itself. And my goodness, without the nature of God in a human being, what a mess they are. So let's go on to read now. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Amen. Cannot please God. Impossible. Don't even try. It ain't going to happen. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit is born again. If you're born again, you no longer walk by this carnal mind. No longer. if you're born again. And we're going to find out how this adds up. To think that I can be carnal-minded and think I'm born again. Wow, the devil pulled another one over. But if I were not to read anything else, you see it there. In simplicity. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. How can the Spirit of God dwell in you? New birth only. That's the only way. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. How can you be Christ, a part of Christ, or Christ belong to Christ if Christ ain't in you? Huh? Okay? As I said, we're going to see the creed in our minds go out the door. Oh, it's no problem if a little bit of carnality comes out of me. No problem if I'm a little carnal. See. Amen. Remember, saints, we've got to know, and you'll see when I get done with this. It won't happen this morning, I'm sure. But we're going to see how precious it is and what an assurance you can have to be in that rapture. If you can match these words as I read them to you. If we can't, then cry out to God before you do anything else in this life. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, oh my, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now you tell me that ain't the new birth. That is the new birth. And that's the only way to get freed from a carnal mind. Freed, Brother Steve? Oh, yes, freed. Yeah. Remember, a carnal mind is enmity. It's against God. God hates it. And it cannot please God. I'd hate to think I was sitting in these pews or standing behind this pulpit and preaching the gospel and know I didn't please God. The only way I can know I please God is through the new birth. And there is no other way. No. But if the Spirit of Him raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, so we no longer owe to have to live by this carnal mind. We don't owe it. We're not in debt to it. Just because we still have a human spirit doesn't mean I'm in debt to it. No. For God gave us something through the new birth that controls the Spirit and the flesh. Okay. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. If you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds, in other words, kill the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Are you seeing anything yet that shows we can just continue on to be satisfied that I'm living carnally? No. You'll find it nowhere. Nowhere. But who gives us those ideas? Satan. And trying to interpret the word ourselves, regardless of what the scripture says or regardless of what the prophet said. And we twist things all up. Things like when the prophet said, we'll make mistakes, probably make mistakes till Jesus comes. We like that old crutch. Oh, we like that crutch real well. But the prophet said that for a reason. Yeah. But that doesn't mean you have to live carnally all the time. No. If he said that, then I wouldn't believe nothing else he said. Because he wouldn't be real, genuine. He'd have added to and taken away from the word. That's pretty strong ground to stand on. But that's how strong we have to be. You see? This word has to be your ultimate. And it has to be pure and unadulterated and free from any man's creeds and ideas. Regardless of our past raising, past places we have been, whatever we've been through, you have to be free from that. And your life will tell the story whether you are freed from it or not. See? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. No questions about it. Now, excuse me. Let's go on. If you want to turn to Romans 9 now, turn with me if you would, please. Romans 9, let's read 10 to the 13th verse. Do you know God knew before you was ever born whether you'd be carnal or spiritual? Amen. He sure did. Now, we were all born carnal in sin and shape and iniquity. Came this world speaking lies. We were all born carnal. Is everyone. But very few will be freed from that carnal. Very few will be freed from it. Let's read. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by her father Isaac, for the children being not yet born. Now here's these twins in Rebekah's womb. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, because they weren't born yet, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. How in the world, you know, you still wonder, with all the scriptures on election predestination, it's still puzzling. I mean, you know they're not supposed to see it and they cannot see it. But it's still almost hard to believe people can't believe in the election. It's so hard to believe that. But you can truly see by that, it wasn't given to them to know. Absolutely was not. That the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder, which was Esau, he was the oldest one, he was born first, shall serve the younger. Was Jacob. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Wow. And of course, you know, they say God don't hate anybody. But the scripture proves otherwise. So thank God if he loves you. What is hate? Love less. God didn't have it in for Esau. This is before this born. Showing the great mind of God before the earth was ever formed. Yeah. But he loved Jacob. In the message, hearing and recognizing, acting on the word of God. February 21st, 1960. I want you to watch these types now. Paragraph 14. But it's strange to know that before they were born, both, same seed from Isaac, which was the promise, Now, our lesson's a little lengthy. I want to get enough background so you can see exactly what I'm speaking about. And the first son, Esau, that was born, we find out not only were they fussing and fighting in the womb of their mother, but they came from her fighting. Esau coming forth and Jacob holding on to his heel. And they are still fighting. And how it could come from that perfect, pure, elected, holy, consecrated father and mother. These two boys did. Come from these holy, consecrated mother and father. One was predestinated, one wasn't. See? Makes us think about our own children sometime. You know? We wonder why maybe we had four children and one or two born again. The rest have no desire for it. But it was all in God's mind. So to base it that God calls by election, it must be, no matter how good your father and mother was, or how nice they was, or how much you Christians, your father and mother was, it still lays to you as an individual standing before God. So it makes no difference what our parents was or is. It's what God's seen in his mind. You see? And it goes the other way too. You could have the nastiest parents that ever was. But election, there you stand. You see? This lesson teaches that they both the children, there was even by the elected and called of God, father and mother, a virgin woman and a holy man, who finally was come down to be, even through his seed, came Jesus Christ. He was born as one from the dead. He was tested, his father before him. And he was promised through this seed of Isaac that the whole world would be saved. And out of a man like that, and his blood so pure that God would not even let the Philistine even touch the mother after Abraham had given him over to him. God plagued his house and said, "You're as good as a dead one," see? Holding that bloodstream pure. And Rebekah, a righteous, holy, God-sent, God-called mother. And from that holy seed came forth a renegade and a believer. So it lays within God's calling and God's election. And that's the way we all sit here today. It comes by God's calling and his election. You see? These two boys, we'd noticed their nature. One of them was a spiritual man. That was Jacob. And the carnal man was Esau. Paying attention? Amen. A spiritual man was Jacob. Now, the scripture already told us, Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. And Esau was the carnal. But they were both religious. Get that? Watch these types. They were both religious. And that same thing has took place all down through the ages, the carnal and the spiritual. And they can both be religious. Esau represented a man of earth, natural, religious inclined, but never able and wasn't in him to do it. It wasn't in him to do it. What? To be spiritual minded. It just wasn't there. But it was in Jacob. He couldn't do it. Esau couldn't. He never was in him to be able to climb past the things. That's how he says it. He probably was going to say it, or maybe they typed it wrong. He never was in him to be able to climb past the things of the world, the carnal things. And Esau. It never was in him. He couldn't have made it happen. But they were both religious. But it wasn't in him to go past the carnal realm and the worldly things. It wasn't in him. But Jacob, It was just so easy for him to do it. One purpose Jacob had, and that was that he longed for that birthright. Just type as the Holy Spirit. What Brother Branham said. He longed for that birthright, no matter how he got it, just so he got it. Oh my. It was the most important thing to him. To get that birthright. On how many today lives upon the earth, it's even in the message following it, that the most important thing in their life is to have that Holy Spirit in their life. Not something in the world, not something carnal, but to have that Holy Spirit. And that spirit of that one birth is still, he says, and that spirit of that one birth is still represented in the world today. And it's coming to a head now. The spiritual believer and the carnal man is coming to a head. The carnal believer. Wow. It's amazing what's in here if the Holy Ghost reveals it to you. You know exactly what's going on. Did God ever tell us we'd be in the dark? No. We're children of the light. And you can know exactly what's going on. Oh, hallelujah. And the carnal, he says, the spiritual believer and the carnal man, carnal believer. No one could say they wasn't both religious. They were. They didn't say that one served an idol and the other one a god, or the god, one god. They were both servants of God. Wow. If you only let the Holy Ghost open your heart. Now pay close attention to the scriptures. And I wonder how many times this has all been overlooked. And I overlooked it until the Holy Ghost brought to my attention. See? Now pay close attention to the scriptures now on this subject. So are we going to pay attention? Because I'm sure it'll help you. Sir must be helping, right? I don't know about you, but I'll take all the help I can get. I need all the help I can get from the Lord. You see, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, will enter in, but the one that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Look how we've hit on that last few weeks. I shouldn't say we. The Holy Ghost has hit on it. Because if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't. I wouldn't know how. I wouldn't know what to do. I wouldn't know what to say. I wouldn't know what to read. You see? Now, if you notice, Jacob had one thing that he wanted. Because according to the word, the blessings, the good things laid in the birthright. And I'm going to tell you all good things lay in the Holy Ghost, friends. Hallelujah. And Jacob, that was his only objective. The only thing he had in mind was to get that birthright. Hallelujah. I think back when I was that big. At 5 years old. At an altar in an old Pentecostal church, crying out to God to fill me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord. And Esau despised it. The one that actually had it despised it. But he was religious. Friends, when you don't want the Holy Ghost to lead you 100%, you despise it. Amen. Or he was even ashamed of it. But Jacob wanted it regardless how he got it. He wanted it. Makes me think of the old collar boy Brother Brown spoke of out there in the cornfield. And saying, Lord, this old boy's bones are going to bleach out here in this hot sun if you don't fill me with the Holy Ghost. I wonder how many of us has really wanted that bad. Yeah. That's the way it was with the spiritual believer today. Spiritual believer. He doesn't care how much you laugh at him or how much fun you make of him or how ridiculous it has to that he acts to the carnal mind. His only objective is the birthright. He wants to get to God. Oh, hallelujah. Wonder how many times we want to get to God every time we come through these doors. Oh, my. But the carnal mind walks through the doors. I've got to do this today. I've got this to do tomorrow. And, oh, I just went through this. And I got these problems. And this is happening in home. And my wife is like this. Remember, it's just a few that's going to be freed from that carnal mind. Are you listening? Amen. You better be. He wants to get to God because it's born in him. And he can't help it. Oh, hallelujah. Jacob. He had to have that birthright regardless how he got it. When it's born in you, friends, you've got to have everything God is regardless how you get it. Jacob means supplanter or deceiver. Now think of that. The one that wasn't born with the birthright, because he wasn't firstborn. He was second. So the first one, which was Esau, that God hated, had the birthright. Yeah. But Jacob had to get it, regardless of how he got it. He got it.
Amen. Yeah.
But his name means deceiver. It started out that way. But oh, did it change. And so were we born in sin, shaping. What a mess we was. But God made me free from it. Hallelujah. But after finding, you say, what's this got to do with the rapture? We're going to find out. I don't know if I'll get to it tonight. Maybe Thursday. I don't know. But we're going to get to it by God's grace. If he lets me live and if he tarries. You know, but the way I live day by day, I thought, Lord, I don't know if I'm going to live till tomorrow. I'm quite frank with you. I don't care. But after finding and coming into possession of the birthright, he was changed. That's the carnal. It changed. Can I read it again? But after finding and coming into possession of the birthright, he was changed. That's the carnal. Changed. He was then called Jacob, a prince with the Lord. Who's wrestled with him? How many times have we wrestled with the Lord to get what was driving on the inside? Oh my. The carnal believer today, as long as I go to church and do what's right, what difference does it make? What difference does it make if I wear this just right? What difference does it make if I ain't treat my wife right? What difference does it make if I don't respect my husband? Every day? You expect that, Brother Steve? No, God does. He said that's Esau's group. He still makes fun and despises the birthright. He doesn't care for it. But Jacob. I'm going to tell you what. When we aren't really fully concerned about every word, and if God says that that's good enough for me, then we're just like Jacob or Esau. Because Jacob was the type. God said it. That's the way it is. That's it. That settles it. But Jacob loved it. What time is it? I'm running out of time. Maybe I'll close on this page here. And the spiritual man today and spiritual woman that's elected, predestinated of God to come to eternal life, if they have to sell everything they've got If they have to take their name off every church book in the nation, they still want that birthright. It's the only thing that matters to them. Just get that birthright. That's all. I wonder how many of us in this little building, alone, who I speak to over this recording or who has read these books, has had that much concern to get that birthright. No matter how and what level they have to come on, if they have to get down at the altar and cry and boo, if they have to run through the places and go back and make things right and sell what they got or give away everything, what seat are we? If they had to give away everything they have and become a pilgrim and a stranger, it doesn't matter. See the difference in the two seats? But look at the people in this message today. I ain't going that far about getting this in my life. All the way. Every word. You can forget it, Brother Steve. It doesn't matter to them, see? They want the birthright. That's all they're interested in, the birthright. Now, don't blame them, people. They can't help it. When people are like that, and they, regardless of what they have to do to get that, don't blame them. They can't help it. Neither could Jacob help it. See? They were predestinated to that, elected to it. Now, look at all this word that God gave through that prophet in this Bible. How interested are we in it? That every word, got to be there. How interested are we? Are we in Jacob or in Esau? See? This has got a lot to do with this rapture. Show you. By God's grace. Well, not me. The Holy Ghost will show you. If he's able to. And then we see these two, carnal and spiritual people. That's the way it always happens. That's the way it is today. It always has been that way. Cain and Abel in the Garden of Eden. When Eden was created, there were two trees for man to take his choice. One, he become of wisdom, and the other one, he become of life. There was two boys, Cain and Abel. Both of them were religious. Look how it's always thrown in there. And he's not just thrown in there to prophet, it's scriptural. But both of them were religious. So was Jacob of Esau. One of them desired life eternal, and he offered to God, he says, by faith, but by knowing what God wanted done.
Amen.
Which is what faith is. But he offered to God by faith a more excellent sacrifice and Cain. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service.
Amen.
Oh my. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. A spiritual mind, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
One of them desired life eternal, and he offered to God by faith a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. A perfect type of the churches today, the church natural, church spiritual. And there's no doubt but what I'm talking to both classes right now. Wow. There's no doubt but what I'm talking to both classes right now. God, I hope there's only one class here. But only He knows. May God open our hearts
Amen.
To the Word of God. For you can know exactly who you are. And you cannot be in the dark. God has made a way Amen. To walk in the light. The beautiful light, come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright.
Amen.
Shine all around me by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen.
I love Him. Why don't you sisters come in to us, please? Amen. Glory to His name. You want to sing it with me?
Amen.
We'll walk in the light.
Amen.
The beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for His word.
Amen.
So good when the Holy Ghost makes it alive to you. And then you can see it. And to think there's people choosing that they don't have to go to church. They don't have to pay attention whether there's any other fivefold ministry or not. But friends, there's true fivefold ministry all over the world still feeding the little bride.
Amen.
But why have to have a true fivefold ministry there if there ain't no bride in that building? God doesn't deem it necessary. But the scripture says He gave to the church the called out ones. Yeah.
Amen.
But where there ain't no predestinated, let the deceivers deceive. Let them go on. Let them rally around false creeds and ideas. But the truth still marches on.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let us stand. Somebody want to start me on that song?
We'll walk in the light, a beautiful light, come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, we'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of... Brother Josh, come dismiss us. Sing it again. We'll walk in the light, the beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus,
the light of...
We'll walk in the light, beautiful light, where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night, Jesus, the light of the world.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege and honor, Lord, has been to be here this morning. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, for Your mercy and grace in our lives. Lord, we just stop to think about Your love sometimes, Lord, and what You've done for us. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful. Lord, just keep that desire pumping through these veins every day, Lord. Lord, to grow another another rung on that great ladder, Lord, every day, Lord. Let us we wake up in the morning, Lord, that's our desire. Lord, whatever it takes, Lord, whatever we have to give up to get to that next rung, Lord, let it happen. Lord, we're so thankful, Lord, you place that desire in the elect few, Lord. Lord Jesus, we know you're going to take care of your own, Lord. We're just so thankful, Lord. That's what we depend on every day, Lord, knowing that you won't forget those who you love. Lord, we just thank you so much for this morning, this day. Just let your will be done in each and every one of our lives, Lord, this day and the remainder of the week, Lord. Have your preeminence burning in our lives, Lord. Let our light shine to this world that there is a God and he is alive. Lord, just have your preeminence now. We love and appreciate you with all our hearts. Bless each and every one of our brothers and sisters here, Lord, and all over the world, wherever they may be. Lord, just thank you so much for your grace and mercy once again. Lord, just bless each one now, we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We'll walk in the light, beautiful.